So, Chris O'Callaghan, you were leading at one stage. It's been a very productive day, and I think I heard you earlier on saying it's been going better than expected.
Yeah, look, I came here as a total underdog this weekend, and look, we got off to a good start. We got out of the blocks early. We got a little bit of a lead. I lost a bit of time in three over the mountain. I just wasn't confident, and I had a little bit. I won't say I had a small moment, and just knocked my confidence that little bit, and we just had a steady run through 4, 5, and 6, and look, we're only 8 off the lead there now. It's 3 long days of rallying. Hi, it's a wonderful place. We're in a wonderful part of the world. All we can do is just take back and enjoy it.
Yeah, maybe some of the locals, with knowing the stages better on the Saturday and the Sunday, that might favour them.
Yeah, look, I came here the last 4 years just to get that knowledge. Now we're in no man's land today, and look, we were thereabouts, but Kevin Geller, he lost a bit of time this morning. He'll come back and take it all off us again tomorrow. He's out, he's in a different world, the locals, and he gets up there. But look, come here, it's long 3 days. All I want to do this morning was stay within the race, and I'm within the race, and I can't ask for any more.
Yeah, and big crowds out around Gwydor.
Yeah, high, great scenery. Like up along the mountain was just unbelievable. Come down to some of the junctions, and there's crowds everywhere. It just shows you what Irish rallying, what it brings out. All good, nothing bad to report, and fair play to them. Fair play to Donegal Motor Club for putting on a great rally. Another two tough days ahead.
Larry, you've been around many times before. How did those stages compare today?
Yeah, no, geez, the stages were very tricky. You know, so they were this morning, they were all wet, and then they dried up. But to be fair, they were nicer. You know, they enjoyed the three stages, so they were very tricky, and I knew it was going to be a tough day, so you sort of had to mind yourself a wee bit and just play on the cautious side a wee bit to try and get the day over, and you move into maybe a bit cleaner stages net tomorrow. So yeah, overall we had a good day, no trouble. Just three clean runs or six clean runs through the stages. Yeah, it's happy enough.
And it'll be as competitive as ever during Saturday.
Oh, sure, look, it's going to be very competitive. There's only, I don't know, 10-15 seconds there between the top 4 or 5. Like, sure, it's anybody's. This rally is going to change stage by stage. It's tomorrow evening, it'll just be totally different maybe again. So we'll reset in the morning, get out, and hopefully we've got a good push on in the morning. Hopefully the weather's good from the board go, and see where it takes us.
Conor Harvey back at Parc Fermé after the first day. You must be well pleased, you're well up there.
Yeah, we had a good enough day. Fairly trouble free with a few wee issues, but nothing major, and we kind of got quicker as the day went on. So not happy enough, yeah.
So the last few years, the first day you've seen South Donegal, Inishowen, it's good to bring it around different parts, and I suppose it levels it a bit as well.
Yeah, that's at all new stages basically, it's nice to go somewhere different, experience something different, and they're all good stages. Inishowen's very good, and South Donegal is good, so it's good to just experience them all really.
And today, any of the stages did you particularly favour?
Not really. I think the three of them were probably quite similar. We probably went better in one of the stages. I don't know why that is, but I thought they're all much the same really,
So what's the thoughts ahead of Saturday's demanding action?
Yeah, a tough opener to Knockalla, and two stages basically on Knockalla, so it's going to be hard. I suppose it's just a matter of trying to push on and keep, because you can't really come back at all, you'll get left behind,
And tell me, what about the car? How's it held up so far?
Yeah, so far so good. No problems, touch wood.